I'm Maya McNulty, and this is the Fundraising Secrets Podcast, made for Fundpreneurs. Fundpreneurs is a heart-centered leader. Fundpreneurs take no BS and make no apologies for serving the public. Fundpreneurs unite and thrive knowing that together we will prevail. Fundpreneurs will fight for the cause, raise awareness, and serve with humility. Fundpreneurs are resourceful, compassionate, and philanthropy is our middle name. Fundpreneurs deploy the organization's task with honor and champions the mission. Fundpreneurs enrich lives and put ethics before conversions. Fundpreneurs define strength in numbers, believe in the cause, create the future, build fundraising empires, impact the world. Fundpreneurs are driven and inspired knowing that we are making fundraising fun. I'm a Fundpreneur. Welcome back. You're listening to Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty, your host. Today, I want to talk to you about how to create a value ladder. Now, every business has a value ladder, okay? So I'm going to walk you through how a dentist would have a value ladder and how a nonprofit could actually shape and form their value ladder. So, for example, a dentist runs an ad, says free tooth or teeth cleaning. So you say, okay, yeah, I want a free teeth cleaning. Now you come into their ecosystem. You're in there. Now he's cleaning your teeth and says, oh, you've got a cavity. All right, so now you're going to pay to fill your cavity because you don't want to have a cavity, right? Then after you clean, they say, oh, you've got some crooked teeth. So now they upsell you into braces. Now after you have your braces fixed, oh, you have yellow teeth. Oh, now you don't want to have yellow teeth. You just spent all this money getting braces to have straightened teeth. So now they upsell you through, and now you have a teeth whitening. So see how they ascend you up? The same thing with a value ladder for a nonprofit. Now, when creating a value ladder, it will help you to visualize how volunteers can ascend to new opportunities within your organization. The value ladder gives you both the organization and the volunteers new opportunities to contribute. Once you win a volunteer, take care of them, they will become more vested and they will continue to ascend effortlessly with enthusiasm. Now, the value ladder that I create with nonprofits when I'm working with them during an event or so, I start out with volunteers, and then I build a steering committee, and then I have community leaders. Those three tiers of a ladder, I really take care of them because then they are invested to become donors or sponsors or board members, ambassadors, community donors and honorary chairs, and then all the way up to an alumni. And the reason why is, like, when I went to college, I'm an alumni of my college, and I like to give back to my college in any capacity that I can. So what happens is you end up rinse and repeating, right? Because now your kids will go to that university, or it's got a legacy with you and your family. So same thing with an organization. If you've spent years building them up, you become an alumni, they are going to tell new volunteers and form new steering committees and get new community leaders involved and ambassadors to build up your organization. So you want to take care of the people within your value ladder, and as you send them up, you know exactly what their roles are, their job duties and responsibilities. So I hope today's episode of Fundraising Secrets helped you to understand why a value ladder is really important. So I got to ask you a question. I want you to create a value ladder and input who you would like to send in your organization. Now, if you like this content and you need more information and hands-on, come to Fundraising Secrets Mastery Live in Tampa, Florida, December 5th, 2019. You can go to events.fundraisingsecrets.org. events.fundraisingsecrets.org and get your ticket. Come to Fundraising Secrets Mastery Live event. I want to teach you hands-on how to build your dream team, how to build your value ladder, how to ask for corporate sponsors. And as we move forward, you'll be able to see how you can actually fundraise 0 to 100K in 90 days. I've done this with several organizations, and I'm really excited to be able to share it with you at Fundraising Secrets Mastery Live event. If you're liking the content from this podcast, Fundraising Secrets, share it, subscribe, tell a friend to subscribe, and also rate us on Apple Podcasts. Love to hear from you guys. Thank you so much for sharing and listening. I'm Maya McNulty. I maximize fundraising by thinking like an entrepreneur. Have a great day, everybody. Want more great content? Head on over to our Facebook page, Fundraising Secrets. Don't forget to subscribe and rate our podcast. Thank you for sharing this episode, and we'll catch you next time on Making Fundraising Fun Again. This is the podcast, Fundraising Secrets, and I'm Maya McNulty.